This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Despite a U.S. brokered ceasefire agreement, fighting continued Friday in northeast Syria. Ankara agreed Thursday to temporarily suspend its military operation to allow Kurdish forces to retreat from a designated safe zone. The pause in fighting comes a week after Trump withdrew U.S. troops from the Kurdish-held area in northern Syria, which effectively cleared the way for Erdogan to launch an offensive against the Kurdish YPG forces, triggering concerns over an Islamic State resurgence. Speaking from the United Nations headquarters in Geneva, the World Food Program's Hervé Verhussel says tens of thousands of people have been displaced in recent weeks.
They are more than 165,000 people on the move in the northeast, and they seek shelter in Askek and Raqqa. Many people in those cities chose to stay with families and friends rather than in collective shelter. So that figure, in fact, can even be higher.
At the same news conference, the World Health Organization's Tariq Yasharovich says one hospital has been overloaded by wounded arrivals.
Tamer Hospital has been the main reception point for wounded person coming from a conflict zone in Ras Al Ain. The hospital has struggled to cope with the influx of patients, and patients have been subsequently referred onward to Al Hasakeh and Kamishli.
Turkey's military operation, which began October 9th, aimed to create a so-called safe zone along its border with Syria and return Syrian refugees into the area. Mexican authorities say they backed off an attempt to capture a son of drug trafficker Joaquin El Chapo Guzman after cartel gunmen started shooting heavy weapons and burning vehicles that paralyzed the capital of Mexico's Sinaloa state. We have more on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.